So somehow building structures around goals and dreams and assignments, or, you know, like if Bill says, I want to build a sanctuary, Charlie then has layers of strategic moves and tactical decisions to make. We have to have parking, and we've got to – he started out his relationship with the city. You know, that is vital. You just don't do things in Reading without a good relationship with the city. I don't know in your own towns, but it's just not done around here without good connection with your city council and building committees. But so the layers that Charlie's talking about to me feel very much structural, a structure or administrative framework that enables whatever's going on inside to happen. It's almost like a loose structure around that inside runs all the activities of the church. And the risk is, the thing that I've been feeling is, as we've been building this structure, it's really threatening to the freedoms we had before. You know what I mean? We were really nimble before. If I go back 10 years ago, we just decided, hey, let's build a prayer chapel. Let's put it over there. Okay. Yeah, let's do it for cash. Sure. So we raised the money in one weekend, and it took us 2 years to build it. But you see what I mean? It was more nimble. Now it's like, wow, every move we make, because we've grown to the size we are, which we're not very huge, really, when you go, like, to Texas, where they really got church in Texas, you know. But for California, Northern California standards, we're pretty big, and we've noticed that, wow, we kind of, our old model makes us kind of lumbering, you know what I mean? And, wow, that lumbering thing isn't good when you have two or three key leaders. Danny Silk is the same way. Two or three key leaders just watching in the clouds. God, what are you doing? What are you doing? So we've got to build for ourselves a structure that helps those guys think and move like that, and us be able to run along behind.